Olivia Humphrey joins us by phone tonight. She's the CEO of Canopy, K-A-N-O-P-Y, a new and very exciting service that has come to our Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County and the nearby Lebanon Public Library. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you. Wonderful. I'm pleased to be here.
I want to begin by letting our listeners know we're going to talk about a new service that is called Canopy, and Canopy is spelled with a K. Tell us what this service is, if you would, please.
Wonderful. Well, Canopy, we have a collection of 26,000 films sourced from all over the world, and we stream them through public libraries. So any member of a public library is able to access Canopy just like you would access any home video platform on your devices at home, through apps or on your browser or your computer. And you can watch these wonderful films for free because the library covers all of the associated charges. So it's a wonderful collection available to around 5 million users are now watching Canopy. And our collection is quite different in that it is all sort of founded on the principle of thoughtful entertainment. We have a wonderful collection of classic films, the Criterion Collection. So film fanatics will know all about the Criterion Collection, sort of the quintessential film collection. We have some wonderful documentaries, probably the strongest documentary collection I've ever seen, including the recently released I Am Not Your Negro, which was the 2017 Oscar-nominated documentary, which is probably our bestseller right now, our most watched film, all the way through to instructional film like The Great Courses, and some wonderful feature film, just narratives from the U.S. and beyond.
Well, the selection is really amazing. I thought maybe you could tell us some of the specific films that are in the Criterion Collection, because I immediately was excited about watching again, probably after a number of years, some of these classic films.
It's actually the most popular collection at the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County. The most popular films on the Criterion Collection tend to be the features, which include In the Mood for Love, The Battle of Algiers, Jules and Jim, and a lot of the French avant-garde cinema is really, really popular. But there's also a fabulous collection of documentary as well, which is beautiful, including the Beatles sort of mockumentary, which is one of the more popular documentaries of the Criterion Collection.
And I saw Fellini films in there, too. I also want to say a couple of things. One, Cincinnati and actually our neighboring Lebanon libraries are one of the first to offer this to patrons. Is that true?
That is true. Canopies have been around since 2008. And up until now, we have worked with university and college libraries. So we have around 4,000 colleges around the world. And at the end of semester or the end of the school year, we often had students writing in saying, I just love Canopy, and now I can't access it anymore. How can I access it? And it always broke my heart to say, unfortunately, you can't anymore. And so now to be able to launch into public libraries is just a wonderful sort of continuation of the life cycle of students, at least, but also opens up the collection to the general public and something that we're really, really excited about.
So do you want to talk about ease of use?
Sure. And I think one of the focuses for us when we're designing the user experience is to make sure that our audience doesn't have to think too hard. So the Canopy platform is not dissimilar to other platforms that the audience would be watching videos on. One of the major differences of Canopy to other platforms is our personalization approach. Most video platforms are 100% personalized. And our concern with that is you sort of get into a bit of a filter bubble where you're only watching the same things again and again. At Canopy, we only personalize 10% of the experience by design. So when you look at the Canopy homepage, you'll see that it's highly curated. And what we're trying to do is really extend the range of our audience. We sort of see at this time a lot of film, a lot of independent film that might have a premiere at, say, Sundance, that's not picked up by a mainstream video platform, it's really hard for it to find a home. So to be able to sign up these films on Canopy and make them available to a wide audience and then really encourage that audience to sort of go out of their comfort zone is a really exciting trend at Canopy.
I want to say that all one needs to do is put your library card number and PIN in, and you are there after you have accessed Canopy. So, as you said, this collection is already huge, 26,000 opportunities for people to watch films and documentaries. Will it be added to over time?
We add 100 new films every month. Again, highly curated. And we very, very rarely remove films because our model is slightly different, again, from other video platforms, but we're incentivized to keep building our collection of relevant films for our audience. One of the interesting things with our model is the other side of the business, which is the film side of the business. We return half of every dollar we make back to the filmmaker. And so it's a really sort of a really unusual model in that it's more of a partnership. So we have great working relationships with our filmmakers. We have an incredible collection because of this sort of trust and transparency that we offer. And at the same time, we're playing a small but important part in building the independent film industry at the same time. So the collection is constantly building.
You also have some additional features to the system, clip making and playlist and closed captions.
Sure. We have closed captions for two reasons, for the hearing impaired and also for English as second language. We have the ability to add films to a watch list, which is something you would expect if you're a video platform now. And we also, on the desktop version, any user can create a clip. So, for example, if you're watching 2 Days in Paris and there's a particular little excerpt, the 2-minute excerpt that you'd like to clip out, you can create a clip and then share it with your friends or host it to anybody who can also be authenticated to watch at your library. This is heavily, heavily used in film schools and on campus, but we are seeing public libraries starting to use the clip-making tool as well.
Well, I think it's just a wonderful service that the library and you are providing for us, and I want to thank you so much for talking with us tonight.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.
I've been talking with Olivia Humphrey, CEO of Canopy, a free on-demand video streaming service featuring films and documentaries that is now available through our Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County and the Lebanon Public Library, two of the first libraries in the nation to offer this service. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.